Nice to see you. Okay, there are a few folks on the list who aren't here yet, so what I want to do is get on two more open mic performances, and then we'll bring Ashley up. So the folks coming up will be, first of all, Bill and Joanna Harriman, and then Jane Fallon, if that's all right, Jane. Okay, so right now I'd like to welcome two people, married couple, have a lovely little grandson who was here recently when they did a mini set, Bill and Joanna Harriman. And Bill does a variety of music. He plays guitar and sings originals and all kinds of fine covers. And he's also, I discovered more recently, a classical guitarist. And so he's done that as well. And his wife gives him some percussion support. Please welcome Bill and Joanna Harriman.
Step right up to the plate.
Emergency.
Yeah. Hope it worked out.
It was okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just play your guitar for our guy.
Yeah. Okay. Since Izzy told a joke, I'm going to tell one too, because I try to go toe to toe with Izzy, but he's funnier than I am. But I used to work in banking, and when I worked in banking, I dealt with a lot of lawyers. And I learned some of the best lawyer jokes from lawyers. So, you know, they say that lawyers are very materialistic and all they care about is money and things. So this lawyer was out driving one day in his beautiful brand new silver BMW. And he was driving along and he was sideswiped by a car. And his side of his car was all smashed in, and he got out and he says, oh my God, look at my beautiful car. Look what they've done to my beautiful BMW. And he's whining and moaning. So a cop comes along and the lawyer's whining and moaning about his beautiful car, and the cop says, you know, you lawyers, you make me sick. All you care about is things. You're just whining. You're carrying on and on about your beautiful car. You didn't even notice that your left arm was completely ripped off. So the lawyer looked down, and he looked at the bloody stump where his left arm was, and he said, oh, my God, where's my Rolex? So we're going to do a song. I've always liked the songs of Paul Simon, and this is one of his from about 1970 that I learned about 1970. I think this came out in 1968. This is called The Boxer. Sing along if the spirit moves you. Ready, honey? You going to sing?
No.
You want me to sing?
Yes.
You going to join me on the chorus, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right. I'm trying to get her to sing.
I'm shy.
She's real shy about singing.
Yeah.
I tell her I can't sing, and I do it anyways. I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest. Still a man hears what he wants to hear, then disregards the rest. Ooh la la, la 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 la. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy. In the company of strangers, in the quiet of a railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie, 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 lie. La 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 working only workman's wages. I go looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome. I took some comfort there. Ooh la la, la 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 la. Then I'm laying out my winter clothes and wishing I was gone, going home. Where the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, leading me, going home. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that ever laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame. I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, lie, lie. Oh, lie, 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 lie. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll take care of you. Okay, how about a big hand to Bill and Joanna Harriman?